Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. I'd like to welcome everybody to the 19th night of Ramadan recitation and reflection. Alhamdulillah, we're about almost two-thirds of the way done with the month of Ramadan. Thank you for joining us in this continued program. I'd like to start off by first thanking our sponsor, and that is Helping Hand for Relief and Development. We talk about them every night. This is an organization that's dedicated itself to working with widows, orphans, and refugees, and they've been doing this since their inception. And now, during the pandemic, now that more people are affected than ever, they've expanded their efforts and they're looking for help and support. So please go to their website, educate yourself on the work that they're doing, and consider supporting them if you're able. They do accept zakat, fidya, and sadaqah. Their website is hhrd.org. Today, inshallah, we have with us for the recitation, Brother Naeem Baig. He's someone who completed the Qalam two-year curriculum. Now it's the two-year curriculum of Foundational Islamic Sciences. And he's living in the DMV area and serving in various organizations and participating in khutbahs and halaqahs in different places. And he's joining us today, alhamdulillah. We're going to begin with the 19th juz, continuation of Surah Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this first page, he talks about how the disbelievers used to try to undermine the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Why hasn't an angel been sent instead of you?" And or they used to say, "We want to see Allah for ourselves." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them in a very powerful way, and He tells them that the day that you see angels coming to you will be the day that they're coming to destroy you. And you're going to try to get away from them, and you're going to try to create a barrier between you and them, but you won't be able to. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the horrors of the day of judgment that they will experience. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say on that day. And this is a statement that is very powerful. He'll say that my people, they took this Qur'an, they abandoned this book, they abandoned the Qur'an. And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ will say about his people, and we are his ummah. And this is kind of a reminder for us, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about something that will be said in the future, about something that we might fall into. And it's something that we have to be very mindful of, is to never take this Qur'an as something small, never to belittle it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end, in the final verse of this page, He answers a very important question, which comes up very often, which is, why was the Qur'an revealed in parts to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why wasn't it revealed as a whole? And the answer is given in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He revealed it in parts so that He can support and comfort and aid the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through it. So the Qur'an and the life of the Prophet ﷺ go hand in hand. The Qur'an was revealed to the Messenger of Allah, and he was the carrier that gave it to us. تفضل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا. لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا. يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا. وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا. ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا. الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا. ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين وكفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا. وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة. كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights different people that came before that were destroyed because of their rebellion and arrogance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, in this surah, very, very often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares how the kuffar of Mecca used to mock the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to say to him that it's a good thing that we didn't follow him, because is this the one that Allah sent as a messenger? Because if we followed him, then we'd be in the same situation that he's in, right? We'd be in the troubled situation that he's in. And it's a good thing that we were loyal to our idols, otherwise he would have been able to lead us astray. And at the end of the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, have you not seen the ones who take their desires as their God? And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he comments on this ayah, and he says that selfish desires, following selfish desires, can be like an idol that is worshipped. And this is something that we have to reflect upon, because a lot of times we read about idol worship in the Quran and we read about the mushrikun and we think that this is something that we can never fall into. But this ayah tells us that there can be a form of shirk if one follows every action, every desire of theirs, that desire itself can be like an idol that is worshipped.
ولا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا. الذين يحشرون على وجوههم إلى جهنم أولئك شر مكانا وأضل سبيلا. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلنا معه أخاه هارون وزيرا. فقلنا اذهبا إلى القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فدمرناهم تدميرا. وقوم نوح لما كذبوا الرسل أغرقناهم وجعلناهم للناس آية. وأعتدنا للظالمين عذابا أليما. وعادا وثمود وأصحاب الرس وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا. وكلا ضربنا له الأمثال وكلا تبرنا تتبيرا. ولقد أتوا على القرية التي أمطرت مطر السوء أفلم يكونوا يرونها بل كانوا لا يرجون نشورا. وإذا رأوك إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي بعث الله رسولا إن كاد ليضلنا عن آلهتنا لولا أن صبرنا عليها وسوف يعلمون حين يرون العذاب من أضل سبيلا أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about the many systems and processes that he put into place in the creation that surrounds us. And he highlights many things. We see the sun follow a specific path. We see how that affects shadows and temperatures. We see the changing from the night and to the day. We see how the wind and rain give life to the earth, and the earth then produces fruits for us to enjoy. Allah reminds us that all of these things are meant to serve as points of reflection and connection to our Creator. And what we see around us is that many people, they see these processes, but they associate these processes to themselves, right? They're very short-sighted. They don't look past who put these processes into place, who put these perfect systems of creation into place. And as believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us as people who reflect that we have to see beyond just the system, and we have to see the one who put all of this in place. And we have to then come closer to our Creator, come closer to Allah.
أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا وهو الذي أرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته وأنزلنا من السماء ماء طهورا لنحيي به بلدة ميتا ونسقيه مما خلقنا أنعاما وأناسيا كثيرا ولقد صرفناه بينهم ليذكروا فأبى أكثر الناس إلا كفورا ولو شئنا لبعثنا في كل قرية نذيرا فلا تطع الكافرين وجاهدهم به جهادا كبيرا وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج وجعل بينهما برزخا وحجرا محجورا وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا وكان ربك قديرا ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعهم ولا يضرهم وكان الكافر على ربه ظهيرا.
On the next page, there is an ayah of sajda, and just as a reminder for everyone, if you are listening to this ayah, then you have to complete a sajda to tilawa. We recommend that you do it after the recitation, inshallah. But there's a very powerful lesson in this ayah of sajda that is going to be recited on this page. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights a group of people that refuse to prostrate when they are commanded to do so. And instead of prostrating, instead of fulfilling the command, they instead respond with a very inflammatory statement. And they say, Mar Rahman, what is the most merciful? Instead of saying, who is the most merciful? And it shows how shameless and defiant they are. And it's very beautiful how when we read these verses, we make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we don't associate ourselves with these people at all. And when we're commanded to prostrate, we do so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later in this page, he highlights the qualities of ibadur rahman, the slaves of the most merciful. And this is an honorable title given to this group of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to highlight many qualities and traits of these people. And it's very beautiful whenever we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to a group of people as a ibad, or refer to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a abd, as his slave. This is a very endearing title because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly connecting these people or connecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to himself. And through that connection, that thing gains a lot of honor and respect and dignity. So these people are very dignified. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them. And we're going to read their qualities through this page and through the completion of the next page. And I encourage you to take some time to sit down and read them in Surah Furqan, beginning on ayah number 63, the qualities begin. And I'll quickly highlight some of them here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they walk on the earth, they walk humbly. And when ignorant people talk at them, they respond peacefully. They spend their nights in sujood and qiyam. They make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him to save them from the punishment of hellfire. And when they spend, they're neither stingy nor extravagant. They balance between these two extremes.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا وإذا قيل لهم اسجدوا للرحمن قالوا وما الرحمن أنسجد لما تأمرنا وزادهم نفورا تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues to highlight the qualities of these group of people, Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Most Merciful. I'm just going to highlight a few of them here. Again, I encourage you to take a look at Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, starting at ayah number 63. These qualities, come and read them and reflect over them. I'm going to highlight a few of them here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues, and He says that these people, they don't associate any partners with Allah, they don't kill innocent people, and they don't go near adultery. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if they do fall into these things, then for them, if they do fall into any of these major sins, then there would be a great punishment for them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights an exception. And He says, except for those who seek forgiveness, who believe in Allah and do good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of this repentance and this turning back to Allah, Allah will replace their bad deeds with good deeds. And this is a very hopeful ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights His mercy, that even after falling into sin, even after transgressing, even after going against a direct commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is still hope. As long as we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't only forgive, but He replaces the bad that was done and He turns it into good deeds. SubhanAllah, it's something that if you try to think about anything in the world like it, it's hard to think of anything that comes close. Because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlike anything that we know or see in His creation.
والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما.
That concludes Surah Furqan. On the next page, inshallah, we're going to begin Surah Shu'ara. Surah Shu'ara is a Makki surah and it contains 227 ayat. In the beginning of this surah, the Prophet ﷺ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sharing with us the burden that the Prophet ﷺ felt and the care and concern that he felt when the people did not accept his message. And it's very powerful here because we see that throughout the life of the Prophet ﷺ, he's physically being tortured, he's being tested as a result of this message. But we see that when he feels bad, he doesn't feel bad because of what he's having to go through, because of the trials that he's going through. But he feels the weight of the task that he's been given, the responsibility that he's been given, that these people are not believers. That's what weighs heavily on him. He's not bothered by the hardship that he goes through. Instead, he's worried that these people have not been given guidance and these people are not believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tells him that even if Allah gave them clear signs, some of them just would not believe. And it's not a shortcoming in the delivery of the message, but it's just that some people, they, as we see many times, and we're going to see later on in the surah, they acknowledge the truth of the message, but there's something else that holds them back from believing. In the second half of this page, the story of Musa alayhi salam begins again. And as you've been listening and going through this program with us, the story of Musa alayhi salam is mentioned in many places in the Quran. In this specific part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tasked Musa alayhi salam to go to Fir'aun and to give him the message and to ask him to release Bani Israel. Then what's very interesting that we see different in this passage is that Fir'aun tries to manipulate and kind of emotionally blackmail Musa alayhi salam, right? He doesn't accept the message and he tries to like remind him and blackmail him. And he says, didn't I nourish you? Didn't you grow up in my household? Weren't you just a kid? Didn't you do that thing? Didn't you do that thing that time? And he's trying to remind Musa alayhi salam and trying to scare him and really kind of shake him a little bit. And then we see on the next page how Musa alayhi salam responds to him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طسم تلك آيات الكتاب المبين لعلك باخع نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين إن نشأ ننزل عليهم من السماء آية فظلت أعناقهم لها خاضعين وما يأتيهم من ذكر من الرحمن محدث إلا كانوا عنه معرضين فقد كذبوا فسيأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون أولم يروا إلى الأرض كم أنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم وإذ نادى ربك موسى أن ائت القوم الظالمين قوم فرعون ألا يتقون قال رب إني أخاف أن يكذبون ويضيق صدري ولا ينطلق لساني فأرسل إلى هارون ولهم علي ذنب فأخاف أن يقتلون قال كلا فاذهبا بآياتنا إنا معكم مستمعون فأتيا فرعون فقولا إنا رسول رب العالمين أن أرسل معنا بني إسرائيل قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين.
After Pharaoh tries to intimidate Musa alayhi salam and tells him, you did that thing, you killed a person and you ran away, Musa alayhi salam responds and he says, yes, I did that thing and I ran away and I fled from you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with wisdom and made me a messenger. Then Musa alayhi salam responds to Pharaoh and he says, as for the favors that you're trying to kind of make me think about or manipulate me with, he says, is that the reason that you've enslaved Bani Israel? Is that one of those favors that you've done? Then they have an exchange back and forth, and Pharaoh, you know, as Fir'aun, what he does often in the Quran, he mocks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? He claims to be, you know, a god, and he mocks Musa alayhi salam, he mocks Allah, and he says here in a mocking tone, again, as we saw in the last surah, he says, what is the Lord of the worlds? Instead of saying, who is the Lord of the worlds? He's mocking this message that Musa alayhi salam has come with. Then Musa alayhi salam presents the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him. The miracle of throwing the staff and it turning into a snake. And the miracle of concealing his hand under his arm and then removing it. And it would be white and bright and luminous for people to see. And when he sees these miracles, Fir'aun and the people around him, they're kind of shocked by them. And again, instead of embracing and accepting, they challenge Musa alayhi salam, they accuse him of magic and sorcery, and they challenge him to a showdown where they invite all the magicians, the best magicians in the land, to come and try to outdo Musa alayhi salam.
قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذًا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي وجعلني من المرسلين وتلك نعمة تمنها علي أن عبدت بني إسرائيل قال فرعون وما رب العالمين قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين قال لمن حوله ألا تستمعون قال ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين قال إن رسولكم الذي أرسل إليكم لمجنون قال رب المشرق والمغرب وما بينهما إن كنتم تعقلون قال لئن اتخذت إلها غيري لأجعلنك من المسجونين قال أولو جئتك بشيء مبين قال فأت به إن كنت من الصادقين فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر عليم يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون قالوا أرجه وأخاه وابعث في المدائن حاشرين يأتوك بكل سحار عليم فجمع السحرة لميقات يوم معلوم وقيل للناس هل أنتم مجتمعون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues this incident. And the magicians, they come and they gather for this, they answer this call, you know, for all the great magicians to come and outdo Musa alayhi salam, or, you know, put on a better show and try to outdo the miracles of Musa alayhi salam. And it's very interesting because the magicians here are painted in kind of, you know, a lowly way where they first have to check with Pharaoh, are we going to get paid for this? Like for us to support you and for us to do this, are you going to pay us? Are you going to take care of us? And, you know, after Fir'aun assures them, Then they go on and they have this showdown and the people gather. And Musa alayhi salam tells them to go first. And when they cast their sticks and ropes and make it look like a snake and through illusions. And Musa alayhi salam, when he casts his staff and it actually turns into a snake and consumes their trickery, they immediately, because they know the tricks that they do and they know that what he's doing is not any kind of magic that they've ever seen, but it has to be a miracle and what he's saying has to be true. So they immediately fall into sujood and they believe in Allah and they believe in the message and they stay committed to it even when Fir'aun threatens their life. Then at the end of this page, Musa alayhi salam is commanded to leave with Bani Israel by nightfall, to leave overnight and try to escape from Fir'aun.
لَعَلَّنَا نَتَّبِعُ السَّحَرَةَ إِن كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ فألقوا حبالهم وعصيهم وقالوا بعزة فرعون إنا لنحن الغالبون فألقى موسى عصاه فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون فألقي السحرة ساجدين قالوا آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم أجمعين قالوا لا ضير إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون إنا نطمع أن يغفر لنا ربنا خطايانا أن كنا أول المؤمنين وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي إنكم متبعون فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues, after Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel have been commanded to leave by night, during the day they're followed by Fir'aun and his army, and eventually when they reach the seaside and they reach the ocean, they're so filled with fear and they exclaim and they say, we're trapped. Now Fir'aun is behind us and we have nowhere to go. And Musa alayhi salam, he responds to them with a very powerful statement. He says that my Lord is with me and he will guide me. And we know that after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he inspires Musa alayhi salam to strike the ground with his staff. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala parts the ocean and makes a way for them to pass through. And when Fir'aun and his army tried to pass through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them and drowns them. In the second half of the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and how Ibrahim alayhi salam had to fight against the idolatry of his people. And in his description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his description of Rabbul Alameen, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says some very beautiful things. He says, the Lord of the worlds is the one who created me. And then he guided me. And he's the one who feeds me and he gives me to drink. And he's the one that cures me when I fall ill. And he's the one who will cause me to die. Then he will give me life once again. He is the one who I have deep conviction and hope that he will forgive me of my shortcomings on the Day of Judgment.
فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرُ فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم وأزلفنا ثم الآخرين وأنجينا موسى ومن معه أجمعين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين إن في ذلك وأنجينا موسى ومن معه أجمعين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم واتل عليهم نبأ إبراهيم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما تعبدون قالوا نعبد أصناما فنظل لها عاكفين قال هل يسمعونكم إذ تدعون أو ينفعونكم أو يضرون قالوا بل وجدنا آباءنا كذلك يفعلون قال أفرأيتم ما كنتم تعبدون أنتم وآباؤكم الأقدمون فإنهم عدو لي إلا رب العالمين الذي خلقني فهو يهديني والذي هو يطعمني ويسقيني وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين والذي يميتني ثم يحيين والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights for us some of the things that the disbelievers will say when they are thrown into hellfire with the shayateen that used to misguide them and delude them. And they'll say to the shayateen, by Allah, we were in clear misguidance when we equated you to Allah. And the evildoers, they will say the evildoers misguided us, and now we don't have any helpers or intercessors, nor any true friend. Then they'll say something very powerful. And this is a statement for us to listen to. And it's very beautiful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, He shares with us a conversation that will happen on the Day of Judgment. And He shares with us regrets that will be expressed so that we can take advantage of those sentiments while we still have time. And they'll say to each other, they'll say, if only we had another chance, then we would be believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again draws our attention to this so that we can take lesson from it while we still have time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the people of Nuh alayhi salam and their transgression and how they were too arrogant to follow Nuh alayhi salam. And they mocked him and they said that, how can we follow you and the lowly, poor, weak people that follow you?
وَاجْعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ وَاغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين وبرزت الجحيم للغاوين وقيل لهم أين ما كنتم تعبدون من دون الله هل ينصرونكم أو ينتصرون فكبكبوا فيها هم والغاوون وجنود إبليس أجمعون قالوا وهم فيها يختصمون تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين إذ نسويكم برب العالمين وما أضلنا إلا المجرمون فما لنا من شافعين ولا صديق حميم فلو أن لنا كرة فنكون من المؤمنين إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون قالوا أنؤمن لك واتبعك الأرذلون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the outcome of the people of Nuh, he then shares with us about the people of Aad, the people that were sent Prophet Hud. And he tells us about their arrogance and attitude in thinking that they were immune from the punishment of Allah. They challenged their Prophet and they said that we're not going to be punished or we won't be destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them. And he reminds us again, through this surah, we're going to see many quick mentions of prophets and their people and how they were destroyed. And we're going to see this very similar reminder that the prophets give their people. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single time he reminds us that these stories of destruction of the people before you, they're meant to serve as a reminder and a sign for you to reflect on now.
قال وما علمي بما كانوا يعملون إن حسابهم إلا على ربي لو تشعرون وما أنا بطارد المؤمنين إن أنا إلا نذير مبين قالوا لئن لم تنته يا نوح لتكونن من المرجومين قال رب إن قومي كذبوني فافتح بيني وبينهم فتحا ونجني ومن معي من المؤمنين فأنجيناه ومن معه في الفلك المشحون ثم أغرقنا بعد الباقين إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم كذبت عاد المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم هود ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين أتبنون بكل ريع آية تعبثون وتتخذون مصانع لعلكم تخلدون وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُنْ.
After the mention of the people of Aad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people of Thamud, the people that Prophet Salih was sent to. And in this surah, we see a similar reminder that the prophets give to their people, and that is, they first start by reminding their people to be conscious of Allah, to have taqwa in Allah, and to follow the prophets to learn how to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prophets, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights this every time. He says that the prophets and messengers are not looking to seek any worldly gain from you. They're only there to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the prophets, they remind their people of all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them. Then we see that the people respond with arrogance and rejection, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them as a result of their transgression.
إن هذا إلا خلق الأولين وما نحن بمعذبين فكذبوه فأهلكناهم إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم كذبت ثمود المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم صالح ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين في جنات وعيون وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم وتنحتون من الجبال بيوتا فارهين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون ولا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين الذين يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين ما أنت إلا بشر مثلنا فأت بآية إن كنت من الصادقين قال هذه ناقة لها شرب ولكم شرب يوم معلوم ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب يوم عظيم فعقروها فأصبحوا نادمين فأخذهم العذاب إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights the people of Lut alayhi salam and their transgression. And when they are warned by Lut alayhi salam to give up their evil actions and to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they in turn threaten Lut alayhi salam with exile. Then when Lut alayhi salam sees the actions of his people, he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from them. Because he knows that when a people reject their prophet and they turn against their prophet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment is inevitable. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, later on in this page, he tells us about the people of Shu'aib and their rejection of their prophet and their inevitable punishment.
كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم لوط ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعوني وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين أتأتون الذكران من العالمين وتذرون ما خلق لكم ربكم من أزواجكم بل أنتم قوم عادون قالوا لئن لم تنته يا لوط لتكونن من المخرجين قال إني لعملكم من القالين رب نجني وأهلي مما يعملون فنجيناه وأهله أجمعين إلا عجوزا في الغابرين ثم دمرنا الآخرين وأمطرنا عليهم مطرا فساء مطر المنذرين إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين إذ قال لهم شعيب ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعوني وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين أوفوا الكيل ولا تكونوا من المخسرين وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
After mentioning many of the previous nations and their destruction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights for us what we are to hold on to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the revelation of the Quran in clear Arabic, and he mentions that this Quran, this was foreshadowed in previous texts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. And he says that even if it was revealed to a non-Arab, even if it was revealed to a non-Arab in Arabic, the Arabs or the people of Mecca would still find a way to reject it. They would continue to reject until they were taken by the punishment of Allah. And then at that moment, finally, when it's too late, then they would beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more time.
واتقوا الذي خلقكم والجبلة الأولين قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين وما أنت إلا بشر مثلنا وإن ظنك لمن الكاذبين فأسقط علينا كسفا من السماء إن كنت من الصادقين قال ربي أعلم بما تعملون فكذبوه فأخذهم عذاب يوم الظلة إنه كان عذاب يوم عظيم إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين وإنه لفي زبر الأولين أولم يكن لهم آية أن يعلمه علماء بني إسرائيل ولو نزلناه على بعض الأعجمين فقرأه عليهم ما كانوا به مؤمنين كذلك سلكناه في قلوب المجرمين لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم فيأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون فيقولوا هل نحن منظرون أفبعذابنا يستعجلون أفرأيت إن متعناهم سنين ثم جاءهم ما كانوا يوعدون.
In the final page of this surah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's given the instruction to not associate partners with Allah and to give the message to those that are closest to him and to be merciful with the believers that follow him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet ﷺ that if they disobey you, then disassociate yourself from their disbelief and rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the surah by telling us and asking us, do we not see those who are astray and the poets who try to delude people, that all of them are wandering aimlessly, except for those who believe and those who do good deeds and those who remember Allah a lot. And this is a very powerful thing. Whenever we see in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights an exception from a rule, here the rule being that all of them are wandering aimlessly, except for these group of people who do these things, and these qualities are highlighted many places in the Quran, to believe, to do good deeds, and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot.
ما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يمتعون وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا لها منذرون ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين وما تنزلت به الشياطين وما ينبغي لهم وما يستطيعون إنهم عن السمع لمعزولون فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين إنه هو السميع العليم هل أنبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين تنزل على كل أفاك أثيم يلقون السمع وأكثرهم كاذبون والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون ألم تر أنهم في كل وادي يهيمون وأنهم يقولون ما لا يفعلون إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وذكروا الله كثيرا وانتصروا من بعد ما ظلموا وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا
That marks the conclusion of Surah Shu'ara. Next up, we have Surah An-Naml, the surah about the ant. And we're going to read about this incident in the following page. This is a Meccan surah that contains 93 verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of the surah, he reminds us that the Qur'an was sent down as a means of guidance for people and to give glad tidings to the believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gives us some qualities of believers here. He says that the believers are those who pray and they give zakat and they have a deep conviction in the hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second half of the page, he tells us about Musa alayhi salam and the introduction of Musa alayhi salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam sees a burning bush. He leaves his family and when he goes there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly here doesn't go into the story of Musa alayhi salam at length, but he says that he gave him the miracles, and when Fir'aun and his people saw the miracles, that they denied them, even though in their hearts they acknowledge them to be true.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Taasin. Tilka ayatul Qur'an wa kitabin mubin. هدى وبشرى للمؤمنين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة زينا لهم أعمالهم فهم يعمهون أولئك الذين لهم سوء العذاب وهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون وإنك لتلقى القرآن من لدن حكيم عليم إذ قال موسى لأهله إني آنست نارا سآتيكم منها بخبر أو آتيكم بشهاب قبس لعلكم تصطلون فلما جاءها نودي أن بورك من في النار ومن حولها وسبحان الله رب العالمين يا موسى إنه أنا الله العزيز الحكيم وألق عصاك فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى لا تخف إني لا يخاف لدي المرسلون إلا من ظلم ثم بدل حسنا بعد سوء فإني غفور رحيم وأدخل يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء في تسع آيات إلى فرعون وقومه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين فلما جاءتهم آياتنا مبصرة قالوا هذا سحر
In the next page, we learn of the incident that the surah is named after, and that is with Sulaiman alayhi salam. We know that Sulaiman alayhi salam, the gift and miracle that he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he was taught the language of animals. He could speak to animals. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a specific incident here when Sulaiman alayhi salam was gathered with his army that contained jinn and mankind and birds, and they were gathered in like a battle formation, they were marching. They reached a valley which contained ants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the conversation or kind of the fear that the ants had of the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. The ants called out and they said, Sulaiman is coming with his army and he will crush us, so run, rush back and hide. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, he hears this, right? Because he's been given the gift of being able to understand this. And he smiles and he laughs and he stops. And when he stops, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inspire me to be thankful for your favor. And this is a very beautiful thing here that he says, that even the act of being grateful, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire him to show gratitude. That even our ability to be grateful to Allah is a blessing from Allah. So he's telling Allah to inspire me to be grateful for your favor that you favored upon me and you favored upon my parents, and inspire me to do good deeds that are pleasing to you, and enter me with your mercy amongst your righteous slaves. And the scholars mention here about this last part of the dua, that even someone who does good deeds and someone who, tries their best to do actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimately all of us will enter paradise through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا فَانظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين وورث سليمان داود وقال يا أيها الناس علمنا منطق الطير وأوتينا من كل شيء إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين. لأعذبنه عذابا شديدا أو لأذبحنه أو ليأتيني بسلطان مبين. فمكث غير بعيد فقال أحطت بما لم تحط به وجئتك من سبأ بنبأ يقين.
We saw at the end of this last page that Sulaiman alayhi salam, after this incident, after stopping for the ants, he notices that the bird Hudhud was missing, and he inquires about where it had gone. And when the bird returns, it says to Sulaiman alayhi salam that it came across a nation in Saba or Sheba, whose queen was given great bounty and she had a great throne. He then tells him that she and her people have been misguided into worshipping the sun. And the bird expresses this shock and amazement at how a people could worship the sun when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings forth what is hidden, and he knows what they conceal. Then Sulaiman alayhi salam, he sends a letter to her to stop worshipping the sun and to submit to Islam. And she kind of thinks about how to respond to this. And she decides that she's going to send a messenger to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And she says that, you know, usually when kings come and they take over a land, that they usually come and destroy the land. So she tries to get ahead of it, and she says that I'll send him some great gifts and some great treasures and see what response I get. And in the following page, when Sulaiman alayhi salam, the messenger comes to him and receives these gifts from her, he responds with something beautiful. He says that, well, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me is better than what he's given you. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, he sends the messenger back to her, and he sends a message with him saying that, warning her that he will come down upon them with a powerful force and drive them out of their land. Then after he sends this messenger back to her, he asks his council, who can go and bring her throne from Saba to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And one jinn steps forth and he says that I can do it before you even stand up. The time that it takes you to stand up from your seat, I'll bring the throne. Another jinn stands up and he says, I'll bring it in the time that it takes you to look back at your spot, by the time you get to turn your glance. And when he turns his glance, that jinn brings her throne to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, again, we see his response to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that this is by the grace of my Lord, so that he may test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. And this is a powerful principle that we learn, that of all the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, of all the favors, the objective is to see that whether we are going to be grateful or not. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, he says, whoever is grateful for his own benefit, and whoever is ungrateful, then Allah is free of all need and bountiful. And when she eventually comes to Sulaiman alayhi salam, and she sees that her throne has been brought from where she, from her land to Sulaiman alayhi salam, she sees that miracle, and she sees other miracles and other things that Sulaiman alayhi salam presents to her, then she accepts Islam and she accepts Sulaiman alayhi salam as a prophet. So the next two pages, bismillah.
إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل فهم لا يهتدون ألا يسجدوا لله الذي يخرج الخبأ في السماوات والأرض ويعلم ما تخفون وما تعلنون الله لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا تعلوا علي وأتوني مسلمين قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون وإني مرسلة إليهم بهدية فناظرة بما يرجع المرسلون فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون يرجع إليهم فلنأتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم قال نكروا لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون فلما جاءت قيل أهكذا عرشك قالت كأنه هو وأوتينا العلم من قبلها وكنا مسلمين وصدها ما كانت تعبد من دون الله إنها كانت من قوم كافرين قيل لها ادخل الصرح فلما رأته حسبته نجة وكشفت عن ساقيها قال إنه صرح ممرد من قوارير قالت رب إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين.
In the final page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions again the people of Thamud, the ones that were sent Prophet Salih, and how they plotted to attack their messenger by night and then kind of colluded to lie about it in the morning, lie about what happened to them in the morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about their plan, he says that they plot and they plan, and Allah says, we plot while they don't realize, and look at the outcome of their plot, we destroyed every last one of them. And again, as a reminder, we've heard many stories, many quick mentions of the stories of the prophets and their people and the destruction of their people. And all of these stories are all meant as reminders for people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here again, these are all reminders for people who have knowledge.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ قال يا قوم لم تستعجلون بالسيئة قبل الحسنة لولا تستغفرون الله لعلكم ترحمون قالوا اطيرنا بك وبمن معك قال طائركم عند الله بل أنتم قوم تفتنون وكان في المدينة تسعة رهط يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون قالوا تقاسموا بالله لنبيتنه وأهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون ومكروا مكرا ومكرنا مكرا وهم لا يشعرون فانظر كيف كان عاقبة مكرهم أنا دمرناهم وقومهم أجمعين فتلك بيوتهم خاوية بما ظلموا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعلمون وأنجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة وأنتم تبصرون فإنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ.
Barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khair Naeem for the beautiful recitation. Jazakallahu khair, sorry we went over time just a little bit. Again, as a reminder, please make dua for the reciters. They give their time and energy to recite and for us to benefit and listen from them. I'd just like to conclude by mentioning a few programs that are coming up. First and foremost, we had our Qalam conference online yesterday. If you did not get a chance to look at that, you can find it on YouTube. One of the efforts that we had during that conference was a fundraising effort, and you can read more about it at qalamlive.com. So please take a look there. You can also find a lot of the free Ramadan resources on that website as well. And if you're able to, please consider donating. Secondly, on March 19th, that's Tuesday, March 19th, that's a week from tomorrow. Today's Monday. Who knows what day it is anymore? Tuesday, May 19th, we're going to be having a Qalam Qiyam online. We usually have this program in person, but as you know, times are different right now. So we'll be having this next Tuesday at 11 p.m. Central. You can see the graphic on the screen. It'll feature a Qalam Hangout and some recitations and lectures similar to what we did yesterday, inshallah. So please mark your calendars and join us next Tuesday, inshallah. Again, barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khair for joining us. Sorry for going over time. And please join us again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.